Hi, welcome to Outside the Box, where I hope you'll get something out of this feature. Today's topic is the crapshoot. Have you ever put $100 in a credit union or bank account and then got only half of it back? Or put in $100 and got $150 back? Sound crazy? Maybe so, but that's what happens when we have money taken out of our wages for Social Security or a pension. The money doesn't go into our account. It goes to the federal government, in the case of Social Security, or for pensions, to a business or a state or whoever runs the pension plan. What we actually get back is a crapshoot, and in recent times, more crap and not much shoot. The amount of money could be the same, or less, or more. Nobody knows for sure, including those of us who put money into that system. It used to be predictable, but not anymore. The federal government has been borrowing more and more from the Social Security system. Its debt to the system is increasing. Many so-called baby boomers will live to ripe old ages, and there are fewer young people paying into the fund. Will there be enough money to pay all benefits in 10 years, or 20, or 30? Most say yes, but who knows? The pension system is even more on the brink, since most pension money is invested, or gambled might be a better word, in stocks, bonds, and other questionable financial schemes. They make big bucks for financial traders and advisors, but in many cases are losing money for the pensioners. Some businesses with pension plans have gone bankrupt or taken the money and run, so pensioners are out of luck. Remember Enron? And recent legislative proposals in many states have included provisions to freeze or reduce pension payments to state workers and teachers, or increase the amount workers must pay in to get a livable amount out. So, why do people keep on paying into such undependable systems? Maybe they'd be better off doing their own Social Security or pension, whether legal or not, and telling the government and their employers to take a hike. It's work for the Amish. They do pay other taxes, but not Social Security. Those who work for themselves got a legal exemption in the 1960s. They argued simply that they could take better care of each other than the federal government could. So far, it seems to be working. I too haven't been paying into Social Security for most of my working life, though not with the blessing of the Social Security system. I did pay in for about 10 years, but then stopped because I didn't want money I paid to the Social Security Trust Fund being borrowed for war and weapons. Instead, I save that money, which I plan to use for my retirement, along with a small amount of Social Security benefits that I do qualify for. I think my own personal Social Security system worked pretty well. Is Social Security a bad system? Probably not for many people, who'd rather have someone else hold some of their money until retirement, so they didn't spend it all earlier. But like pension systems, the feds could reduce benefits to a level too low for recipients to meet their basic needs. And the pension system seems to be broken already, when workers can lose some or all of their money just by lousy investments, business owners walking away with the cash, or by an act of the legislature. So, it would be nice to have a choice to pay in or not to pay in. If you pay into Social Security or a pension plan, would you rather take responsibility yourself for your own income during retirement years? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping you don't lose if someone plays a risky game with your Social Security or pension money.